August is here, and as summer begins to wind down, it also means bat pups have started learning to fly and are leaving their summer roosts. At this time of year, the BC Community Bat Program receives numerous reports of bats found in strange places, including entryways, on the ground, or even in a house it's flown into. This is all normal for this time of year, but the Kootenay Community Bat Program has issued a reminder that you should never touch a live or dead bat with your bare hands. "Leave the bat alone," said Kootenay Community Bat Program Coordinator Elodie Kuhnert. "If you find a bat on a wall, and it is unlikely that young children or pets will come into contact with it, then it is best to let it hang out. It will likely fly off after dark or in a few days. To alert visitors, you can place a note nearby that says, 'Leave the bat alone. It's sleeping.' It's important to avoid contact with any bat, as a small percentage of them are known to carry rabies. Make sure to keep your pets away from bats and ensure they are vaccinated against rabies. If contact between a pet occurs with a bat, contact a veterinarian. If you must move a bat that is roosting outdoors, use a trowel to gently pick it up or touch the bat's feet with a 2-foot-long stick until it grabs on. Always wear leather gloves to protect yourself from direct contact," Kuhnert said. "Release it by placing it on a large tree, as high up as you can reach. It's also important to ensure your children understand never to touch, play, or try to rescue injured bats or bats that appear ill. If you suspect you or your child may have been scratched or bitten by a bat, immediately wash the area with soap and water for 15 minutes and then contact your doctor or public health contact, or go to the emergency room, as soon as possible. It's possible for bats to fly into your home while chasing moths through open doors or windows. Keep doors closed and ensure window screens do not have any holes," Kuhnert said. "If you find a live bat inside your home, open the main doors and close interior doors until the bat leaves, or follow the steps on how to remove a single bat on our website at bcbats.ca. Because all 15 species of bat found in BC prey on insects, including mosquitoes and agricultural and forestry pests, they are considered important to the economy as well as being ecologically vital. They have adapted to living with humans, and can roost in man-made structures, under roofs or siding, or in attics or barns. Some landowners appreciate having bats, as they help control insects. It is illegal to exterminate, harm, or harass bats under the BC Wildlife Act, and exclusion should only be done in the fall and winter after it is determined the bats are no longer in the building. To learn more about safely moving bats or to report sightings, landowners can visit the Got Bats? BC Community Bat Program's website at bcbats.ca, email Kootenay at bcbats.ca, or call 1-855-9-BC-BATS-XT. 14.